Hi everyone, Jonathan here from Singapore. Thanks for having me. So my question is to either David, Brian or Zamyla. Could you share an example of how you use any coding language to solve a community, economic or government issue?
Oh, that's a good one. Zamyla, can we actually come back to you, especially since contact tracing comes to mind and some of your current work too?
Absolutely. That's another great question. I'll tell a little bit of a story. First, when the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic started to hit, I was approached by a couple of people within like Canadian government asking, how can you, can you adapt some of your autonomous laboratories? How can you adapt some of the algorithms that you work on to help fighting COVID? And certainly some of our research then turned to how can we adapt some of these labs, change our algorithms slightly to discover a cure or better soaps, things like that. But through doing research into COVID-19, because we were all like material scientists and chemists, the largest solution that we saw was actually that technology could help with contact tracing. And so I'm in Canada, I'm Canadian, and so focusing on the Canadian perspective, I actually founded a nonprofit called MyTrace. And so we spoke to government officials, we spoke to public health and doctors and people doing contact tracing, and we spoke to lawyers and people interested in cybersecurity. So all different fields were really interested in talking about contact tracing, which is when someone has an infectious disease, when you get this infectious disease, then someone from public health wants to know where you might have been so that they can figure out who you might have come into contact with. And so this process right now in Canada and in many places around the world is conducted manually with people just on the phone asking you where you've been. And you can imagine if I were to ask any of you where you've been within the past 14 or 28 days, some people might be fully in self-quarantine and could answer that. But even when it comes down to what time you might have gone to the grocery store, or for someone who's an essential worker and does have to travel, perhaps they have to go on public transit. And so I'm going a little bit more into contact tracing now, and it's certainly a topic that most recently I've become really passionate about, but that's somewhere where technology can really step in. But technology, the most advanced solution is not necessarily the best one, because there are other things that you have to consider, such as the existing structure that public health needs. We're in the middle of a pandemic, so it's kind of hard for public health systems to completely change the system that they have for a fully digital one. And there are things that need to be considered there, as well as privacy concerns and security. So it's a really fantastic question. That's one example of where technology could absolutely help and has the potential to help in a situation such as the crisis we are today. And there are so many other examples, but that's something that personally I have become really passionate about for the past couple of months. So thank you very much for the question.